News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot on Thursday said an assembly session will be called soon and his government will prove its majority. The session of the assembly will take place soon. The majority is with us. All Congress MLAs are united, he said. Congress spokesperson Ajay Makan also said the party is confident of the numbers and will convene a session of the state assembly at an opportune time to prove its majority. Gehlot hoped that some of the dissident MLAs who are led by sacked Deputy Chief Minister Sachin Pilot will also attend the session when it is called very soon. Without them too, we have a full majority and will go to the House on the basis of this majority and we will prove it, he said. Later on Thursday, Gehlot also met Governor Kalraj Mishra at the Raj Bhavan in what was described as a courtesy call. The 20-minute discussion revolved around the possibility of calling a session of the Vidhan Sabha, said Congress sources. Rajasthan Congress Chief Govind Singh Dotasra also seconded Gehlot's statement, saying his party's government has the majority figure, which is far more than what is required. The government has the majority figure, 100%, far more than the government requires, he said. To a question of holding an assembly session, Dotasra said, "We are ready if our chief minister calls the house. We are ready for the floor test." The indication that the Gehlot government is preparing for a floor test came a day ahead of the expected pronouncement of a High Court order on the disqualification notices sent by the Speaker to the rebel MLAs. But any Rajasthan High Court order will be subject to the outcome of a petition by the Rajasthan Speaker that the Supreme Court is now hearing. The 19 dissident MLAs had filed a petition in the High Court challenging the disqualification notices. Makan said the party does not need to wait for the Supreme Court verdict as far as the floor test is concerned, as it has the majority number with it. He said a section within the party also feels that the floor test should be conducted after the court verdict with regard to the rebel Congress MLAs. "We are very confident as we have got the numbers with us and we will prove the majority on the floor of the House. We have a comfortable majority and we will call a session at the opportune time," he told reporters at a virtual press conference. Makan said there are two views within the party, with a section feeling they should wait for the High Court decision and conduct a floor test once the decision comes on Friday, so that no one has anything to wait for any court decision. "But as far as the floor test is concerned, we are very confident that we will easily prove the majority mark and there will be at least 15 to 20 members difference between the MLAs who are in favour of the government and those against the government," he said. Asked when the assembly session would be convened, he said the same would be done at an opportune time. Amid the border row with China, the government on Thursday imposed restrictions on public procurement from China and other countries with common border. The government of India amended the General Financial Rules 2017 to enable imposition of restrictions on bidders from countries which share a land border with India on grounds of defense of India or matters directly or indirectly related thereto, including national security, an official statement said. The Department of Expenditure has, under the said rules, issued a detailed order on public procurement to strengthen the defense of India and national security, it said. As per the order, it said any bidder from such countries sharing a land border with India will be eligible to bid in any procurement, whether of goods, services, including consultancy services and non-consultancy services, or works, including turnkey projects, only if the bidder is registered with the competent authority. The competent authority for registration will be the Registration Committee, constituted by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, Political and Security Clearance from the Ministries of External and Home Affairs, respectively, will be mandatory, it said. The order takes into its ambit public sector banks and financial institutions, autonomous bodies, central public sector enterprises, and public-private partnership projects receiving financial support from the government or its undertakings, it added. Observing that state governments also play a vital role in national security and defense of India, it said, the government of India has written to the chief secretaries of the state governments invoking the provisions of Article 257, A of the Constitution of India for the implementation of this order in procurement by state governments and state undertakings, etc. For state government procurement, it said the competent authority will be constituted by the states, but political and security clearance will remain necessary. Relaxation has been provided in certain limited cases, including for procurement of some medical supplies till December 31, 2020. By a separate order, countries to which the Government of India extends lines of credit or provides development assistance have been exempted from the requirement of prior registration, it said. The new provisions will apply to all new tenders in respect of tenders already invited. If the first stage of evaluation of qualifications has not been completed, bidders who are not registered under the new order will be treated as not qualified, it said. If this stage has been crossed, ordinarily the tenders will be cancelled and the process started de novo, it said, adding that the order will also apply to other forms of public procurement. It does not apply to procurement by the private sector. The tense standoff between demonstrators and federal police dispatched to Portland, Oregon, dragged on Thursday after the city's mayor was tear-gassed by U.S. government agents as he made an appearance outside a federal courthouse during raucous protests. Mayor Ted Wheeler and hundreds of others on Wednesday night were objecting to the presence of federal police sent by President Donald Trump, who labeled the demonstrators as agitators and anarchists after Wheeler was gassed. Wheeler, a Democrat, appeared slightly dazed and coughed and said it was the first time he had been tear-gassed. He put on a pair of goggles someone handed him and drank water, but did not leave his spot at the front of the raging demonstration, with protesters lighting a large fire between protective fencing and the Mark O. Hatfield Federal Courthouse amid the pop-pop-pop sounds of the federal agents deploying tear gas and stun grenades into the crowd. It wasn't immediately clear if the agents knew Wheeler, a 57-year-old sixth-generation Oregonian and longtime politician, was among those in the crowd when they used the tear gas. Earlier in the night, Wheeler was mostly jeered by protesters as he tried to rally the demonstrators, who have clashed nightly with federal agents. But they briefly applauded when he shouted "Black Lives Matter" and pumped his fist in the air. And the United States accused Russia on Thursday of conducting a test of an anti-satellite weapon in space, asserting that it exposed Moscow's intent to deploy weapons that threaten U.S. and allied satellites. In Moscow, the Defense Ministry said the July 15 event involved a small space vehicle that inspected one of the national satellites from a close distance using special equipment. It added that the inspection provided valuable information about the object that was inspected, which was transmitted to the ground-based control facilities. The U.S., however, said the Russian actions were inconsistent with the stated mission of an inspector satellite. The Russian satellite system used to conduct this on-orbit weapons test is the same satellite system that we raised concerns about earlier this year when Russia maneuvered near a U.S. government satellite, said General John W. Raymond, commander of Space Command and the head of U.S. Space Force. This is further evidence of Russia's continuing efforts to develop and test space-based systems and consistent with the Kremlin's published military doctrine to employ weapons that hold U.S. and allied space assets at risk. In a space strategy document published last month, the Pentagon asserted that China and Russia present the greatest strategic threat due to their development, testing, and deployment of counter-space capabilities and their associated military doctrine for employment in conflict extending to space. It added, China and Russia each have weaponized space as a means to reduce U.S. and allied military effectiveness and challenge our freedom of operation in space. Private U.S. space analysts said U.S. concerns about the July 15 event appear justified in an era of rapidly improving space technologies that could pose threats to satellites that are integral to modern life in the U.S. and globally. Defense of these satellites was a key reason the Trump administration created U.S. Space Force last December. In a separate statement, the head of the British government's Space Directorate, Air Vice Marshal Harvey Smith, echoed the American assertion about the July 15 event. He wrote on Twitter that the Russians had launched a projectile with the characteristics of a weapon. We call on Russia to avoid any further such testing, Smith wrote. We also urge Russia to continue to work constructively with the UK and other partners to encourage responsible behavior in space. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.